Hello, I'm Bob Taylor, and welcome to another edition of Bob's Used Record Shop, my weekly one-hour program of rarely heard recordings, mostly from vinyl records and occasionally from compact disc. Since growing up in the 60s and 70s, I've collected a warehouse of records, and in my lifetime, I have covered all genres and eras from the earliest pop and jazz of the 40s and 50s through the rock, pop, soul, and jazz and country of the 60s and beyond. For the first half hour of music today, I'm going to go back in time and show you the resilience of the vinyl record and the great quality of recordings done since the introduction of the modern phonograph records. Most of the records we play today are either 33 and a third RPM albums or 45 RPM singles. The quality of these discs has varied over the years due to many factors, including starting in the late 60s using cheap vinyl compounds that harbored contaminants, which produced very unpleasant ticks and pops on the surface of the record. The original 33 and a third RPM phonograph record was brilliantly designed and manufactured to sound as good as the equipment that you played it back on. Another of the reasons that phonograph records are noisy is the care given to them upon initial playback. A vast majority of the listening public would contaminate the playback surface with fingerprints and scratches. Proper care of a phonograph record, which includes handling the disc by the outer edges at all times and returning the disc to its paper sleeve and cardboard jacket between plays, would ensure year upon year of high fidelity playback. To prove this point, in the first half hour, I'm going to play for you two phonograph records. The first record is from jazz legend Stan Getz. Now, he recorded for Verve Records, a record label known for having the best audio engineers in the field and using the best available products during the manufacturing, or as we call it, the pressing, of the record disc. This record that you're going to hear was pressed in 1953, which is now just 1 year shy of being 70 years old. The pressing I'm going to play was pressed at a record plant in France, and from an album called Stan Getz Plays, here is Stan Getz. Thank you. Listening to Stan Getz from an album called Stan Getz Plays, recorded in 1953. We're finishing off that set with a song called Thanks for the Memories, a song very often associated with the classic comedian actor Bob Hope. Started off that set with Time on My Hands, Stella by Starlight, and These Foolish Things. If you're listening to the show on a high-quality stereo system, you should be amazed at the audio quality of that recording. Not bad for a nearly 70-year-old piece of plastic. Now, next up, I have a recording from 1959, but on a phonograph record that was just pressed this year. Is what is known as an audiophile pressing, which means that it was pressed with high-quality virgin vinyl and sourced from the original analog master tape that the record was made for in 1959. Musicologists consider this album one of the best of the doo-wop era of records. The album mixes American songbook standards with a couple original hit singles. The group calls themselves the Flamingos, and they hail from right here in the Chicagoland area. Now, while listening, check out the use of the innovative stereo recording of the time, which the techniques are primarily featured on this disc. Here are the Flamingos.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh, the fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Light and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Thank you.
exchange graduation ring. One lovely yesterday.
Blind love. but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am a but I can't see a thing in the sky.
With one of their biggest hits, that was the Flamingos, and I Only Have Eyes for You. Before that, you heard a set that included the American Songbook standards As Time Goes By, Time Was, and I'm in the Mood for Love. Those are from a 1959 LP titled Flamingo Serenade. Well, that's going to bring to an end the first half hour of music today. I hope you've enjoyed the program. I'm going to be back for another half hour of music. And just a quick reminder that Bob's Used Record Shop can be heard every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till noon and every Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Like I said, more music coming your way right after these very important messages.